From Washington, D.C., you are listening to Rule of Law Albania with Albi Cela.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this 24th episode of Rule of Law Albania. I'm your host, Albi Cela.
And I'm your co-host, Megan Regione.
And in today's episode, we have two guest speakers. We have Alice Taylor and Bledi Ankoka. Alice and Bledi are two journalists from Tirana, Albania. And I can say that the two of them are two of the bravest voices in the Albanian press and media. They speak up against abuse of power, corruption, or any other sort of injustice in Albania. Alice, Bledi, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
So in today's episode, we will discuss about politicians and artists. Before we start, I want to say that this episode is largely inspired by my friend and colleague here from the McCain Institute in Washington, D.C., Pedro Pisano. He has done an immense work regarding this issue. And for those interested, I will attach to this episode, actually, the links of an article which he published at the HuffPost, Crooners and Dictators, in which he speaks about the long and storied love affair of dictators with artists. And also a podcast he did with Bribe, Swindle and Steal, Serenading Despots. So when we think about leaders and artists, we think of ruthless dictators and celebrities performing about them in private parties or concerts. We think of Julio Iglesias and Sting, who performed for the daughter of the Uzbek dictator, Islam Karimov. We think of Beyonce, Mariah Carey, 50 Cent, and others, which performed for the Gaddafi family, and many, many other examples. However, I would like to lower the threshold and not to keep it only to dictators and ruthless autocrats. Artists also meet with and perform for politicians who may not be dictators in the first place, but they have autocratic tendencies and are accused of corruption, abuse of power, and even sometimes violation of certain human rights. But by meeting with these politicians, these artists do nothing more but facilitate the reputation laundering of these politicians. We must say that this phenomenon has been in Albania for long now. We remember that people used to write poems and write songs about our former communist leader Enver Hoxha. And while that was in another time in a dictatorship, which is expected, artists today are free to choose whether to be associated or not with these corrupt politicians. However, in the past 30 years, we must say that we have seen this sort of issue a lot. Out of fear, I don't know, I'm not sure about that, or maybe for personal gains, these artists still associate with these politicians, but that remains to be discussed why they do that. Yet I strongly believe that they have a duty, a moral obligation as leaders in the community and as sign of respect toward their fans to refrain themselves from certain conduct, such as associating themselves with these sort of politicians. But before we jump into the discussion, I would like to hear a little about you, about your background. So Alice, let's start with you.
Hi, thank you very much for inviting me to this. It's a very interesting topic for several reasons. One, because I'm utterly confused by this sort of constant parade of B-list celebrities and Rita Ora that are being paraded in front of us by Socialist Party politicians, but also because when I was new to Albania, I had the opportunity to interview Arian Velia myself, and we can talk about that experience a bit later, but I think it's quite a good example of people not doing their research properly before agreeing to interview people. But yeah, I just find the whole thing very bizarre, and I'm happy that you've invited me here to talk about it. I've been living in Albania for 3 years. I came here as an accident, and yeah, 3 years later I'm still here, and I really enjoy writing about politics, corruption, human rights abuses, and the positive things that are to be found here as well.
Bledi.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm Bledi Ankoka. I'm editor-in-chief of Surrey Television. I've been working in television since I was 20 years, and now I'm 37, so there are 17 years of contributing here in the media. It's a very refreshing working in the media in Albania, because you have to deal with people like Arian Velia, with artists who worked with him, with Edi Rama and other government and the prime minister that has been passing by these years in Albania, all of them having in their arm or beside them artists, celebrities, and sports also.
Yeah, I mean, as I said in the beginning, this is not a recent phenomenon. It's not like the Socialist Party is doing it for the first time, but they are exaggerating it, to be honest. We remember also the former government did this a lot in their campaigns. I remember in my hometown where I used to live in Shkodër, I remember I was little, but in 2004 and 2005, I still can remember artists, singers singing about the Democratic Party. I mean, we have to accept that. But also
there was a song from Democratic Party, which was
was pretty famous.
So weird.
The opinion is changing.
Yeah. Also, the Socialist Party back then in 2000 had another song, actually, a famous
one.
Yeah,
they had another song, but the same group who made the first song of Edirama then made another song who claimed all their disappointment about
Yes. Dr. Flory did an amazing job with that song.
In England, the closest we had to this was the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, getting to number one just after Margaret Thatcher died. That was the closest we had to any political sort of song. So this is all really bizarre to me.
this was like official songs of the campaign. Wow. They were played during the whole electoral campaign.
Yeah,
I must get a copy of them.
Oh yeah, like I mean, they wrote a song. They wrote a song about the Socialist Party back then. But Dr. Flory, again, a few years before he died, he wrote this like brokenhearted, something like that.
Yes.
Wow.
It was an amazing song because he was deluded from what Rama did because they were friends. He had so much hope that he would be different, but we're looking at what he has become. And as I said, look what the Socialist Party is doing today. Like a few weeks ago, we had this. Mm-hmm. Big events with artists like saying what an amazing job the government did, etc., actually claiming that Tirana is the most beautiful capital in the planet. One of the artists, which was hilarious according to me. And then recently we have Rita Ora associating with the mayor of Tirana, which I found really because she's an artist. I mean, I don't think there's an Albanian right now all over Europe that doesn't know about what happened to the National Theater or what is happening to the clock tower. So the least that she could do is just talk about it. No, she didn't. So Alice, what do you think about all this? I mean, you said it, the only song that you remember related to this happened decades ago. So as an outsider, how do you see this?
It's bizarre. I mean, like you said, it's used on a larger scale when you have artists to perform for dictators, etc. But this bizarre sort of parade of B-list celebrities and aging beauty queens that we're being presented with is just something very, very strange for me. But let's look at why it's happening. Take Arian Valia, for example. He is absolutely desperate to seem cool, relatable, like the guy next door, like someone you'd sit and drink a coffee with or chat about the football to. That's what he bases his persona on. I mean, we know that is completely not true. Let's not even get into that too much, but by tagging onto these celebrities, he's trying to make himself look normal, to make people forget about the terrible things that have happened under his watch and that he's been responsible for. Like you said earlier, it's a total case of reputation laundering. As for the other politicians, I find personally all politicians, be they in Albania or not, are completely out of touch with reality. They have no idea what it's like to be a normal member of the population, to be a citizen, to face the struggles that your average person faces. They have no way to relate. They may go to a photo op in a factory every so often, but that's it. But by tagging on to celebrities, it's a way that they can connect with that celebrity's audience. It's a way of them potentially hoping to get more votes. It's a way of them looking cool, of boosting their street cred and their credibility. And it's just, to me, it smacks of desperation, whether it's in Albania or outside of Albania. I think it just looks really desperate. You know, these politicians should spend their time and energy focusing on actually relating with the electorate, with working on their policies, with actually trying to understand the population rather than just laundering their reputation and taking an easy way out through propaganda.
Lydia, what do you think about this as an insider this time? You said you have 17 years of experience in journalism, so you have experienced a lot, I guess. So
I've seen a lot. You mentioned before that even during the communism we had these artists and singers and writers, well known all over the world, that did write poems and entire books about how glorified was the communist regime. So basically, nothing is changed. It has changed only the way how the politics approach with the arts or with the celebrities as a way to promote such a thing that it isn't. The modern relationship that between Albanian or a political scene in Albania and the artists and celebrities, I recall the 2011 campaign was a local electoral campaign. Edi Rama, now prime minister, was running for the fourth mandate as the mayor of Tirana, and in front of him there was Gürsin Başa, that now is the antagonist of him for the post of prime minister in next elections. What happened? The two candidates they had the rule, or they had the recall in their campaign, two main strikers of the national football team here in Albania. The one was Iglitar, that was beside of Edi Rama, and Erjan Bogdani, that was beside of Gürsin Başa. But I think, and I can make an analysis years later now, that this kind of approaches of the celebrities beside of the candidates or the politicians, I think that in Albania doesn't affect anymore electoral vote, or doesn't generate electoral vote. So it's impossible to say that how is it possible that Erjon Velia or any other politician here in Albania, especially those who are in power now, try to have this kind of approach with the celebrities and with artists. But I think that the people doesn't buy this anymore. Even that the attempts to try to build a fresh view or a fresh presence of this kind of political with this kind of relationship doesn't stop ever, and the time have shown that. And I think that people are now more smart, and the whom who doesn't gain anything from this beside any kind of sponsorship that came from the whom they are in power. The only who lose in this game of power, or in this part of the game of power, are the artists or the celebrities in itself, because they are, we have seen, and Alice maybe shared the same point of view with me, that more than Erjon Velia, the one who was crucified from the opinion, from the public opinion, was the artist who claimed that the socialists are the one who get the job done, or who claim that Albania is more beautiful than New York, or that the Tirana is more beautiful than New York. So the people understand that the only clowns in this part of discussion, I think that are only the artists.
Thank you, but I want to expand a little bit more. Do you think that using artists in electoral campaign is fair? I mean, they're citizens and they vote. So if they would ask them, they would say that, yeah, we prefer this party on this party and we are going to vote this one. Do you think that putting their faces as an electoral face is fair, should be used as a mechanism? It's not here. If you recall, the elections, Biden vs. Trump has shown a major support from Hollywood stars, models, superstars who were supporting Biden by doing videos, tweeting, doing live Instagram, and other instruments on social media to make even there is a song from Demi Lovato which recalls people to go vote for Biden. So there are some mechanism that they don't happen only here but all over the world. But do you think that they are fair and they should be start using? Alice,
can I start?
Yes, okay. I do.
Alice, if you want.
You go first.
Ah, okay. I think that in this case there are two parts that should be discussed. First, if it happens in the USA, why it cannot happen here in Albania? So if Demi Lovato can express its point of view, its political view about approaching pro-Biden and anti-Trump, why not, what can I say, you name it, Valbona Selim Lari cannot claim that Erin Valia is the best political in the world. But if happens in USA, why don't have to happen even in Albania? This is the first. But the second is that Albania suffer in my point of view, suffer more than from democracy, as happened in USA, suffer from the authoritarianism. And this is the problem that we are concerned and we are dealing now together in this Zoom chat, because we are very concerned what and how the Albanians is being treated. And we see a lot of situations that we recall us the communism regime. And and this is the problem when it came to analyze how some artists that are shown that are seen from the public as very good artists in their proper job, they choose to be identified with the power. And always the artists that are identify their self or their job or their activity or their celebrityness with the power, and always in everywhere they are criticized for this kind of choice, because art in itself is seen as a manner of opposition to criticize and to be always mm-hmm. against the power, especially in places like Albania.
So
just one short question, just to insight more into the debate, like, because again I like Megis comparison. However, do you think we should consider also the fact that on one hand it's America and we know what America is facing? I mean, I don't want to go into American politics, but I think that many artists in America, they gathered together and campaigned for Biden just because on the other side was Trump. Because before, artists didn't do this. And again, we have artists that supported Trump. We have many celebrities that supported Trump. So I don't know how you see this. Like, first of all, it's America, which is a very well-established democracy compared to Albania. And me, myself, I would justify artists going out, and especially in these times in America. But on the other side, an illiberal democracy. I emphasize it, illiberal democracy, because that's what I think Albania is. We are a democracy, but we are an illiberal democracy. So I don't know how to see this.
We are a democrature, not a democracy.
No, illiberal democracy, which is like basically we're an autocracy.
May I?
Yes, Alice.
I think everyone has a right to speak and to say who they support, why they support them, even if it's absolute nonsense, even if it's completely untrue. It doesn't matter whether you're a celebrity or someone, your average citizen, everyone has a right to say, be it on social media, television, etc. I firmly believe that it's someone's right to express publicly who they support politically. Whether celebrities should is a different matter. Whether celebrities in America should, yeah, again, I think they should. But I think the problem is in Albania, you have celebrities supporting politicians, not because they believe in them, not because they agree with them, not because they support them. You have celebrities who are supporting out of ignorance. You have celebrities who are potentially, I mean, do we know if money is changing hands here? These are the questions that I ask in Albania. So yes, I think everybody has a right to say whatever they want about who they support and their political views, but whether they should, that's a different matter.
Well, what do you think, what should we do when we see these artists doing this? What should we require them to do? Like, because again, you said it, we can't stop them from going to campaign for someone. Mm-hmm. For example, years ago, I don't know if I remember correctly, it was Shakira who was invited to Russia. But the thing that she did, she called out on the regime in the scene, in the middle of Moscow, for the Pussy Riots back then. I think it was Shakira. but she went and she used that platform there. I mean, she went in the most one of the most cruel countries on the planet, but she used that case to benefit from it, like to help, to call out what the Russian government is doing.
Well, there are like other sanctions that the US for Mariah Carey case, yeah. If I'm not wrong, they requested that the money that she gained from giving a concert to Gaddafi family to contribute it to charity. So they didn't allow her to enjoy the money she made from this concert. So should we use some kind of these tools towards this artist?
Just to add up on that, just one thing. I think that would be difficult because we're talking about like artists in Albania. So it would be pretty much difficult if the government controls everything. And then the second is like even these international artists or like Rita Ora, it's really difficult to do that when the government is using them, actually. It's not the opposition that is using them and then the government comes out and does stuff. Mm-hmm. But the thing is like, what can we do, for example, in the case of Rita? Like, because she's well-respected. Again, I think Bledian earlier said it, that in 2012, yes, Rita Ora was came in Albania.
This is the problem. So both parts used this kind of tools, let's say. So Rita Ora was the one who was beside the ex-Prime Minister Sali Berisha in 2012 for the celebration of 100 years of founding of the Republic, and then an independence. And then here she is Rita Ora again with the mayor of Tirana talking about Albania and so on. What in my opinion, Rita Ora cannot be judged for her standing, because in the both ways, she thinks that she's doing the best for her country. She cannot be involved in the political debates here in Albania. Whether is Revelia doing good or right in Tirana or in Albania, for Rita Ora. Revelia or Edi Rama, if you want, they are the leaders, the chosen leaders of the Albanians, and she had to deal with those, if we can, with them, if we can say so. So it's very hard to judge Rita Ora for why she has not taken part, or why she has not taken side in the what we consider that is the right way to judge the political here in Albania. So Rita Ora thinks that she is giving her credits to Albania, who in this case is represented by Revelia and Edi Rama. Unfortunately, let's say we can say that, but she cannot be judged for having a Zoom conversation with Revelia, as she cannot be judged for why she chosen to perform in the 100th independence celebration here in Albania. It is my point of view.
But I think we have to consider, are they?
I'll, Alice, let me specify one thing.
Yeah.
For example, me in this kind of analysis, I have a kind of interest conflict. For example, a friend of mine, a well-known actor like Julian Deda, it's a part of National Council of a Democratic Party in opposition. And he is a well-known party, well-known artist. He is a very, 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 very identified person linked to the Democratic Party. And he claims all the day that Edi Rama must go and Revelia is doing wrong in Tirana. And the other part, there is this, it's his colleague, call it Gazman Paya. That is part of Orange Show or Portugali Show, as we know here in Albania, that he is linked politically directly with the Socialist Party. Now he's also a member of a municipal council here in Tirana. So it's very difficult for us to point the finger whether this artist or these celebrities are doing wrong or are doing right. But I think that I mentioned before, Albania has this specific that better for the artist is that whether they choose to be in front of the power, because always even this power is a democratic one or is socialist one, always there is this autocracy always running the country, whoever is in power, even the socialists, even the Democrats.
Okay, just one thing, Alice, and you can elaborate on that. Okay, I understand you, Blady. I totally agree. I couldn't agree less.
Yeah.
The thing is that, look, we have Mr. Data, like, supporting the opposition. And then we have this other artist supporting the government who has been running the country for 8 years, and we know what happened. Does it have the same consequences? I mean, you have an artist that supports a government who has been doing a lot of bad things lately, that let's face it. And on the other side,
absolutely. You have... It's for me, in my opinion, but this is me, you know, Albi. So in my opinion, it's insane that one artist that has even performed in the national theater scene years before go side by side with Rion Velier, who is one of the person who ordered and managed to destroy and to put down the national theater.
Yeah, because we said earlier, for example.
But we can share our opinions, but we have to take in consideration even that our opinion is not an absolute standard.
Yeah, of course.
And is not the absolute right, and it's not the absolute truth.
No, I was just trying to say that we have this artist. You said it. We had Dr. Flory, who supported Rama. Rama started doing bad things, and then he went against him. That's what I'm trying to say. Today we have these other artists that support the Socialist Party. They see what the government is doing, but they still continue to support them. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. And I hope that tomorrow, if the Democratic Party wins and comes to power, I hope that if they do bad things, I hope they don't, but if they do bad things, I hope that Julian Deda will speak against it.
Well, Julian Deda...
I will kill him if he don't do that.
Okay. No killing here.
No. For example, Julian Deda, as we mentioned, sorry, Julian, for mentioning your name, but... He spoke to against Democratic Party for some issues, internal issues of the party. But what I see as a dangerous thing, is that there are newly artists going into the party. They're not just some like Gazmen Paya or people that have been supporting Socialist Party since in the opposition. There are new artists that are supporting in the government after 8 years. So this is the thing that I see as a problematic, and I think I would like to know Ali's opinion on that, how she sees that new artists supporting government after 8 years of governing the place.
Well, first I want to go back to what I was going to say before. I'll come back to that in a second, Maggie. But we mentioned this earlier, and it's whether a celebrity coming from outside of Albania is expected, what expectation is fair that we have on them to understand the political climate here, who's right, who's wrong, etc. In early 2018, I'd been in Albania for maybe 2 months. I had the opportunity to interview Erjan Velier. And I sort of Googled him and I saw stuff about trees and the environment and stuff. And I thought, oh, okay, all right, fine, let's go do it. And it was I was not writing about Albanian politics at the time. I wasn't working for Exit. It was for a travel blog. So I went, I interviewed him. He ignored most of my questions. He did the typical politician snaky thing. And I wrote my article, which was not overly critical. In fact, I think I said something along the lines of, you know, he's young. I think Tirana needs someone young. But I did write a few lines in it, which Mr. Villiers was not happy about. Now, obviously now I then decided some months later to start writing about Albanian politics. And I started to understand what Villiers has done and continues to do and the impact it has on the lives of people around me. Now I can understand how my interview, I should have gone about things differently or probably not even interviewed him. But as a foreigner coming here to do an interview about Tirana for a travel blog, am I expected to know all of the history that he has? Maybe I am, I don't know. But I think this is something we need to consider in the case of Rita Ora, et cetera. Do we expect them to know every single thing that's happened, every intricacy of Albanian political bickering and infighting for the last 8 years. So this is just something I want to consider. I would say maybe not, but then when they're called up on it and made aware of sort of certain issues, they might want to reconsider or consider doing things differently in the past, in the future. Meggy, as for journalists who suddenly after 8 years have decided to start supporting a party which has pretty much driven the country into the ground, that's my personal opinion, it makes me very angry. It makes me wonder what their motivation is. It makes me wonder, why now? Why are you doing this now? How are you benefiting from this? Are you benefiting from this? Because no one else here is benefiting from this government. So what are you getting out of this? For me, it makes them lose all credibility. They look like a sellout. And I would believe wholeheartedly that their support is fake. That's what it makes me think.
Yeah, I share the same opinion as you, Alice, actually. I see it very strange, as I said before, that coming after 8 years supporting the government without any motive and without really revealing the truth, because in the end, their art is they should speak up the truth and how the things are going. If in the United States, people are supporting Biden, they are supporting because Trump has not governed as it should. And in the end, they were supporting someone who was not in government. He was in opposition there. Mm-hmm. But here, it's insane seeing artists that are supporting the government after 8 years and without speaking the real and the core of their work, of their job during this 8 year. I haven't heard, or as far as I'm concerned, any artist speaking one achievement of this government. They're speaking only that Tirana is the best and the Socialist Party is the best. Why is the best? Why should people believe you? Why they should follow the Socialist Party?
Okay, a few last remarks, Alice, from you, please, because we are going.
I was going to say,
just a few last remarks from you and then from Betty, and then just wrap this up. Yeah, go ahead.
Everyone is entitled to change their opinion. You know, you're entitled to like a politician and then dislike, or dislike and then like. But the fact of the matter is, Albania has not got better under a Socialist Party government. And that is proven in media freedom reports, democracy reports, human rights reports. It doesn't matter what the European Commission tries to whitewash and present to us. Things are not getting any better. And for that reason, this change of heart to suddenly supporting the Socialist Party is disingenuous.
Lady, a few last remarks from you.
Look, it's very for me is very sad what is happening now. As we see artists that, as Alice mentioned before, has no any idea why they are doing that. Only the only way or the only thing that we can let's say. We can make the deduction if it's real or not, is that this kind of artists are being sponsorized by the government in a time when all the activities or artist activities are locked down because of the lockdown of COVID. So I think that this all this artist has choose to go beside of the government directly because they are getting by the government. This is my opinion, but I can say I can agree again with Alice when she said that one artist can like or can dislike a politician or another, because at least even with lack of democracy, we still are a fragile democracy.
Yes, I want to thank you so much. I mean, it's a really fragile topic. I mean, I've been thinking to talk about this for long now, just because of what was happening in Albania. And as you all said, like, I think we need to call these artists up. Like, I know it's their right to support someone, but at the end of the day, if you support a politician that is doing the wrong things, I think they have a moral duty towards all of us, because we see them as leaders in our communities. I think we should call them up, definitely. At the end of the day, be like, look, he's doing it wrong. Why are you doing this? Or at least go meet them, but at least raise the voice and ask them, why are you doing this wrong? I supported you back then. You need to do things right. Just like Dr. Flori did. He did an amazing thing. And I hope the next government, if the DP wins, I hope they don't do these kind of stuff. But if they do, I think like these artists like Julian Deda and others that support this party, they go after them.
We'll be gathered to talking the same topics.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Sorry, I have to go. Bye.